Do you ever start things like more meditation or changing your diet or doing exercise or something that's good for you? And you start a little bit, you do a few days, and then it all falls apart. And then you think, like, well, how come this isn't happening? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with this? If you've ever done that and you've tried to do something and you consistently can't keep it going long enough, then welcome to the club. This is extremely common, but we're going to share with you a very simple method that can completely change everything so you actually do the things that you want to do long enough for you to change your life. So welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Shireen. Many blessings.
So many blessings for those of you who don't know us. And everyone.
So if you don't know who we are, I'm Michael and this is Shireen. We're both spiritual teachers. We've got about 30 years meditation and teaching between us each. We both have about 30 years experience helping people all over the world, writing books, courses, trainings, and all these great things. And it's our great joy to be of service to you. So today we're diving into how do you actually do the stuff that you want to do and not give up. Shireen, have you ever started something and given up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good heavens. After
what,
all,
you're surprised? So have
I, right? No, I'm just joking. We've all, it's the amount of times I'm like, you get excited, you learn something new, you want to do it, and then you think, oh, what happened to that thing that I was supposed to be doing? And it just fizzles away. And it doesn't normally end with a bang. It just fizzles out.
Right. In one of our last episodes, we were talking about how some of these ancient cultures figured things out, right? And they continue to implement the same things. For example, like let's say, what ancient cultures have figured out is if you want to do something, then you have to do it in community or you have to do it while, you know, being accountable or things like that, right? Like you see monks, you know, they're always in community. They're not practicing alone.
That's right. So if you haven't achieved the success you want, it's basically because you've tried to do it all on your own. And
absolutely.
the reason it doesn't work all on our own is because, let's say, for example, I say, I'm going to have 4 hours meditation a day, right? And I'm in my house and first day is going great. The second day maybe is going all right. And then I get busy, right? And then I don't do it. And then the next day I kind of forget that that was my intention. Then everything's out of the window in 5 days. Or I say, I often go to my personal trainer and she's like, you need to have more protein. I'm like, yeah, I need to have more protein. Protein's good for me. I need to cut back on my carbs and have more protein. So the first day, I'll figure out how to have more protein. The second day, I'll probably forget, to be perfectly honest, on the second day. And by the third day, it's out of the window, right? Because if I'm on my own, it's not going to happen. But if she's checking in with me, did you eat your protein today? How many grams did you actually have? Then, because there's some outside person who cares about me and who's checking in, it actually gets done, right? So if we're on our own, if we do it or if we don't do it, no one else knows and it just disappears. But
absolutely.
When we have other people, then we can actually do it.
Something about being witnessed, like when you're being witnessed, right, you do better, I feel. If you're doing everything on your own and it's become such a thing, loneliness has become such a thing these days, right? I was recently hearing about someone who just decided they have an AI boyfriend because they're so lonely. And it's not, right? You're not being witnessed by another human being. I mean, how lonely is that? And I feel like ancient cultures have really figured this out, that you be in community, you practice in community, you do things together so that that's a basic human need. Basic human need. And if I've started and stopped because I'm not being witnessed.
It's true. It's like, does it, even happen if we're on our own, in our psychological level? Like, if no one sees us do something, did it even happen? It did happen, but it's when consciousness is brought to something that it becomes more clear what actually is going on, when it's more than one person looking at something.
Yeah, like saying your goals out aloud, right, to someone. Yeah. Is you're being witnessed, right? You're actually stating it to someone. Let's say you're doing it all on your own. Maybe you're so extraordinary, you can do this. But eventually it fizzles out.
Exactly. It doesn't have the same meaning if it's just in our head. And it also is very unlikely to happen in the long run, you know. So let's give some practical examples. So Shireen and I obviously both want to have more and more meditation, higher consciousness, and we all have great intentions and we study all these things that are very inspiring. And I've often heard in spiritual teachings that you might learn something like meditation, doing more meditation, doing this practice is the best thing ever and it's going to change your life. And at that moment of hearing it, the enthusiasm is very, very high. Right? It's like, yeah, I'm going to do 8 hours. I'm going to do 4 hours. But by the time you end the class and it's get back like into your life, the enthusiasm has gone from like eight hours is not going to work. Let's just bring it down to 4 hours. You know, 4 hours is unreasonable. Let's just bring it down to 2 hours. You know what? If I could do 1 hour today, that would be, let's just try to do half an hour because it just starts to drop off, right? And that's how it works with everything. The enthusiasm's there, and then it just gets cut down to the bare bones, and then it never happens at all. So the way around that is to have an accountability coach or an accountability partner or some sort of scenario. I've actually written a book called The Magic Power and the Cheeky Monkey. And it's basically about this, because the cheeky monkey is all the reasons why we can't do something, why we should do something else, why we're too busy for that, why we have to do these things that are addictive. And the magic power is the accountability.
Oh, now more than ever. Maybe in ancient times they could go off into the forest and do things on their own. But now you need community. You need people to be witnessing what you're doing and not doing and your goals and your accountability of what you said you would do. Because it's called attention economics, right? Did you know that?
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. It's just been given a term, is it?
Yes, attention economics. So because of your attention, they're making money.
Oh, right, so right. It's the attention merchants. Yeah, no, it's surveillance capitalism, isn't it?
Yeah, so because of your attention, if they're making money, then they're going to do everything in their power to get your attention and keep your attention. They're spending billions of dollars doing that. So forget your goals. You're just going along with their goals.
Because no they defense are spending against the dark arts. Yeah.
Right. Because they are spending billions of dollars. So at least you need a plan to keep to your goals.
That's right. Yeah, it's out of hand. So we know, and it's not just the internet, it's every other thing. It's food and it's this and that and different bad behaviors. So if you have a goal, right, if you try and do it entirely on your own, it basically is almost 100% guaranteed failure. Let's just be straight up about it, right?
It's almost like 99% failure. Right? Remember you sent me an article said that 10% you could succeed. 10% of the time, if you do everything on your own.
So, yeah, well, for some people, maybe for 3% of the population, they'll be able to do it. You know, okay. But I'd be surprised. 3%
of the population succeeds 10% of the time. Got it.
Yeah. So in other words, let's just put it into just a practical terms. If you try and do it on your own, you're guaranteed failure. That's okay. Essentially what it is. And to be perfectly honest, the most successful people have multiple accountability coaches, right? So the more successful the person is, the more accountability they have overall, right? So for example, with meditation, with practices, what I'm doing, what Shireen and I are doing, is we got this little thing here, which is a clicker.
Yay, where's my clicker? There you go.
So what this is, basically,
very advanced system. you get for a dollar on Amazon.
These are pennies, you know, 10 to a penny or whatever. They're really cheap. And it's called a tally counter. And so we've decided to do drills. Shireen is the drill master. What is a drill, Shireen? Because you're the drill master.
It's a spiritual exercise you do with your mind. With your mind, not physically. You could if you want, but with your mind. Like going beyond, coming down, going beyond, coming down. That would be a drill. It's thinking of yourself as a soul, thinking of yourself as a soul, or and then thinking of yourself as this really elevated being, that would be a drill.
Yeah, or giving blessings to other people. There's thousands of potential drills, and Shireen has probably got a book on this at some point, so we can have the big, thick book of drills. But anyway, so there's spiritual practices are called drills, in other words, you know, and any practice could be a drill. Even mindfulness could be a drill, right? If you just watch your thoughts, but we're not recommending that, but that is a drill. So, or you can do mindfulness a little bit now and again, it's totally fine. So we have got these things here to track how many of these drills have been happening or not happening. The other day, I actually mistakenly pressed the reset button and my counter said one. So in the whole 24 hours, it was better than nothing. It's better than nothing. So there's a certain aim that we have to do a certain number of drills every day. And now if I did this entirely on my own, chances are I would have stopped doing this after a certain number of days, because first of all, these things are very easy to lose. This is not the one I was using yesterday, because the one I was using yesterday has disappeared.
You need to get about 50 of those and have them. Who told you to get just 5?
No, I've got them. She told me to get 5. I said, do you want to try again? I said, because they come in these packs, right? You can get 5 for like $6 and you can get like 50 for like $15. And I was like, why don't I just... But anyway, so I got a pack, and then I lost all of those, and then I got another pack, right? So now I've got loads of these in a drawer. So if I lose one, then I can have another one, because they can just fall behind a chair somewhere. Look how small they are. They're tiny little things. And so the aim is to have a certain number of practices. So every time I do a practice, I hit the button, and then I do another one and hit the button, and I'm really aiming to hold a certain vibration. It's not just having a thought in my head, it's having a thought and holding that consciousness. So it's like entering into an altered state, a higher state of consciousness, as best I can, and then doing it again and again and again. And the more I do it, the more powerful it is. So this is a very, very powerful way to do practices. But the genius is that we share what we have done so that we can be held accountable to do it. That's the key thing, right? Because if I didn't have to tell Shireen what I was doing, I would probably forget to do it after a certain number of days.
I remember recently, right? I totally forgot about them because it was a very hectic day. And then I saw the photo that Michael sent me with his thing. I was like, oh, I need to send it. I need to be accountable for this, right? Otherwise, I would have just totally forgotten, and a day would have gone, and 10 days would have gone, and 1 month would have gone, and that's it.
Yeah, it's so easy to just blow everything off and just forget it, because we're all busy, you know, especially if it's a super busy day. Like I was launching a program, and there's all these things going on and too many things happening. And I totally forgot. So I have an accountability for doing my practices, which has been great. Some days are better than others, to be perfectly honest. But I'm still doing it, and I'm doing it. And the more I do it, the more inspired I get. I also have another accountability to not use media, because it's far too addictive to just, I'll just click on this one little thing real quick, right? And then wham into, you know, even if it's 9 minutes or something, it's still a waste of time. And then I have another accountability to do the hard work projects that I'm working on. So my coach sends me, did you do that thing you're supposed to be doing? And some of the time I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, that thing. Because it's so easy to get caught up in some other thing. That one of my favorite quotes, which has taken me about 10 or 15 years to actually understand what it means, is this is from a guy called Wyatt Woodsmall, who's like a philosopher, really. And he says, it's what you're doing when you're not doing what you need to be doing that's the problem. It's what you're doing when you're not doing what you need to be doing that's the problem. That's one of the most profound quotes I've ever heard in my life, because all that other stuff that I shouldn't be doing is the biggest problem in my life. So, for example, I could be doing these drills and remembering I'm a spiritual being, giving blessings, connecting to God, or I could be doing everything else. And it's all that other stuff that's the problem. It's not that I shouldn't do anything else all day long, but do you see what I mean? When it comes to work that I'm doing, it's what I'm doing, except doing what I should be doing, that's the problem. So I've had to cut back on the stuff that I like to do that doesn't, it's not really effective to do the stuff that I need to do. If I'm supposed to have more protein, but I'm having my avocado on toast, which of course I love my avocados on toast, because who doesn't love avocados on toast? But I'm not having protein, do you know what I mean? So my avocado on toast turns out to be a problem if I have too much of it. Because I don't want to have protein powder smoothies. Do you know what I mean? Because if you compare a protein powder smoothie to avocado on toast wins hands down every time, right? But it doesn't have that much protein in it. Do you see what I mean? So this,
right.
So if I'm not held accountable, I'm just going to do the quick and easy thing. But I have a whole cupboard full of chocolate, right? It's way easier for me just to walk over there. I try and cut back on it. I mean, it's like double-edged sword having a chocolate company, because they send me these massive boxes of chocolate. But then I'm like, yeah, but it's full of sugar. So, and I can't have one piece of chocolate. I have to have a whole bar because I have, you know, because it feels disrespectful to just have a piece. So I just try and avoid it, really. But I have to, you know, I have some, a little bit here and there. So what we're doing here is we're saying, look, if there's anything that you want to do, get an accountability coach or a partner or someone who you can connect with on a daily basis so that you actually do it. Because otherwise, you're not going to do it. I mean, if you have been able to do it consistently, then fair enough, right? But chances are, if you're watching this, it hasn't worked. And I've taken it even further that, for example, if I miss, I have to tell my accountability person about media, whether I'm watching like YouTube videos or whatever, the news or something. If I do, it's $5 per time I do it. Right? And if I miss telling him that what I did in the day, I was 1 minute off. I have to text him before 1 o'clock my time, and it was 12:59 before I sent a message because I was busy, right? Otherwise, that would have been $5. And if I am working and I don't stop when my timer goes off, take a break, then it's $5 for that. So I could lose potentially like $50 a day if I don't get it together, right? And that's necessary, because otherwise it's too easy just, oh, I'll just do this thing, I'll just check this thing. And I know people with more accountability. I mean, what I have is three levels of accountability. I probably could do another one for my exercise and food, to be perfectly honest. And I know people who have like seven accountability. They got one for this, one for this, one for this, one for this, one for this. And they're the most successful people that I know, because they have all these things. And it can also be, by the way, it doesn't have to be a person, it can be an event. So, for example, if you are doing an event yourself, let's say, right? Before we were recording these videos, I used to do these podcasts live at 12 p.m. on a Sunday. And because they were live at 12 p.m. and people showed up, I had to show up to do the podcast. Because if I hadn't, I probably would have stopped doing it. right? So accountability can be like a situation where you have to show up for the thing, otherwise people get upset. So there's many, many ways of doing this, but I recommend you think about what's going to work best for you. The best one, to be perfectly honest, is paying somebody to help you. Because if you have to pay cash for them to show up and prod you to do the thing, then you're more likely to do it than if it doesn't make any difference. A second to that is someone like Shireen. Shireen's a top quality soul, so I don't want to let her down, right? Do you know what I mean?
Because
I have
Michael.
Respect for Shireen. Shireen's top notch. She's the drill master. She's the expert, right? So I'm like, well, I don't want to have to tell her that I haven't done any practices, you know. So that holds me accountable. Do you see what I mean? So find someone who you appreciate or someone you're paying, because I have a coach I'm paying for my work, or somebody who wants to help you and believes in you, or an event that other people are involved with, and then you'll do it. And you'll do it consistently.
Yay.
And you'll actually get what you want. Hooray. So there it is. Now you know. And you have two choices here. You can either say, oh, that's a wonderful idea, I really love it, thank you very much, and then forget about it, which is not going to help very much. Or you can say, how can I find somebody who can help me? So I want you to think about this. Who can help you to do this? Do you have a spiritual friend? Do you have a group of people, depending on what it is? If you go to the gym or something, someone there can probably hold you accountable. If it's for food, there's someone who can hold you accountable. Think about who it is and reach out to them today and say, would you like to do this? And if necessary, pay them, right? It's probably the best use of your money to pay someone to help you. So you can do it free, you can get help, you can do it with someone else. Think about what's going to work best for you. And who's the person?
Okay.
And you might need a few different people. I plan on having another one for my exercise and health, which I don't have at the moment.
I was also thinking, Michael, that there has to be some level of honesty, right? Like, let's say we are doing the drills, accountable for drills. So you have a plan. And you be as honest as you can. We don't need to. If I didn't do drills, don't make up the drills. Just be as honest as you can. Track it. That's very important, because what you measure, you grow. You track it. Then you're accountable, right? You're accountable to someone. And that's when you really get things done, right? Have a plan. Measure it honestly, track it, then accountable.
Absolutely, yeah. You have to track it. If you're not tracking it, then you can't be accountable. Because accountability is, what did you do? How many practices did you do? What did you eat? Did you do the thing that you said you were going to do? Did you not do the thing you said you weren't going to do? And be honest about it. So like with my media stuff, I chose $5 a day penalty, because if it was $100 a day, I would probably lie to the person, right?
Right.
I would have some, I'm just being honest, right? I would say, well, that didn't really count, you know, because I don't want to lose $100 every day. But if it's $5, I'm like, it's still not money that I want to
lose. Right, right.
But
absolutely.
It's not that much that I can lie about it, you know. Do you see what I mean? Part of my mind is not going to come up with reasons and excuses.
Absolutely. It's very important to be honest. Very important to be honest.
And even with the drills, right? The drills, like sometimes, because I'm doing these practices, I might get like a number like 500. But I tell Shireen, look, realistically, you have to divide it by 3, because I can't say in all honesty that I was totally in the game, fully in the experience every single time. So I'm just cutting it and by a third, because that's the real number. Because the clicker might say 526, but truthfully it was more like 160 or something.
You know, I want to talk about this, right? Why are we sharing all of this? I feel because we are destined for greatness. our lives shouldn't just be some mediocre, someone makes money out of my attention, so I spend all my time doing that, or, you know, just mediocre life, right? We don't want that, do we? Do we, Michael?
No, it's a boring life. I'm not interested in all that.
Right.
No, mediocre life is not inspiring.
Not inspiring, yeah. Right? You want to be inspired because every one of us is destined for greatness. We are made for greatness. And we are not living our greatness if we do just random things whenever we feel like it, right? And then not, because we pay dearly for this with lack of self-trust. We pay with lack of self-trust, right? That's so valuable. Self-trust is so valuable. So these are the tools you can have to really have self-trust.
Yeah, this builds tenacity, it builds courage, it builds confidence, it builds character. This is what it comes down to, you know, it's putting in the effort consistently. And then we are going to have bad days. I mean, some days...
Yeah, whatever it is, be honest, right? You know, some days I didn't do any drills, and I told you, okay, I just did very few.
Yeah.
And this is what I did because I completely forgot.
Sometimes it's everything goes down the tube, but then the next day, at least you know, and then the next day you do better. Whereas otherwise, it could all go down the toilet, and there's nothing to do about it for 6 months, you know.
6 months later, we'll just get up and say, oh, I need to do that thing again. But we can start doing the thing right from the start, no? Accountability, tracking, and we do a minimum, right? So let's say I have to check in at 3 o'clock and I haven't done any drills. At least 10 minutes before 3, I sit down and do some drills, right?
Yeah, that's what happened to me today, actually.
I can take 10 minutes and do something.
Exactly. Like it was about 15 minutes to the time where we check in today, and I'd been busy, right? So I lay down in the sun that was coming through the window, and I just did a whole bunch of drills, and I was like, well, that's great, you know, because I got another round in. So I wouldn't have done that otherwise.
Something is important. Doing something is important.
Yeah. One thing is a win, you know.
Right. I call it never do zero. Never do zero.
Right. Right.
Minimum, right? Like, let's say you get up in the morning and you're rushed and you have to go to class like me sometimes, and I overslept and stuff. I brush my teeth, but I just and go, right? I'm not just going off and not brushing my teeth. So I do brush my teeth. But then when I have time, like 2-3 hours later, when I can like actually take a good shower, that's when I actually brush my teeth, right? But initially, it's never zero. I never walk out of not brushing my teeth. And so that principle has to apply to all things in our life, which we want to really achieve is never do zero.
One is still good. You know, like I have to apply this with, I have weights here, right? For weightlifting, right there. And I wasn't using them at all for ages. And then I'm like, look, just pick the things up. Just pick them up and just do a couple of reps. Just even one. Just picking them up is a win, right? So when it comes to these drills, this is another principle, is that we have to have a super, 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 super short version of the drill. So then that counts as a win. And then you keep up the good work. So accountability holds us to make sure we do it. And this short version overcomes any resistance why we can't do it because we're too busy.
Right. It shifts identity. Then you're one, like let's say with weights, then you are one who actually exercises. But one day you don't do it, one day you do it, then that's fine. But when we say never do zero, right, it's not like all the time you do minimum. No. Most of the time, if you do the actual practice, whatever it is, like 10 reps or 20 reps or whatever your reps are, but never do zero. It's not that you're doing minimum all the time, right? If I walk out every day, if I walk out of the shower not brushing my teeth, that wouldn't be a good idea. But every once in a while, I just whoosh, and then go and then come back and brush my teeth. No problem.
Yeah, exactly. No, the point of the short habit is not to do that as the main thing. It's to get you to start doing the habit, because the hardest bit is doing the thing in the beginning. The beginning part of the habit is the most difficult part of the habit. It's doing that first bit. So if I pick the weights up, I'm not going to just do one once they're in my hand. But the hardest bit was picking them up. Because that's, especially if it's a new habit or a habit I've forgotten to do. The hardest thing is to actually click this once. Once I've done one, I think, well, I might as well do a few more. So once we do it once, like many times people don't do the work they need to do because, oh, it's too hard. I don't know. I'll just open the document up, just open the thing up and just sit there and just start something for like 10 seconds. And then they're, oh, all right, I'll do it now. So the hardest bit is the beginning.
And also research has shown that the first 10 to 12 minutes is the hardest window. So what I've been doing is things that I don't want to do, I have a timer. I put 10-minute timer and do it. Whether my drills or anything, I put a 10-minute timer because at least for 10 minutes, let me do it. Okay, if I don't want to do it after 10 minutes, right, then fine, fair enough, I won't do it. But most of the time after 10 minutes, I really want to do it. But at least let me do it for 10 minutes. Like, who of us can't afford 10 minutes?
Well, we got shorts to watch.
Shorts to watch.
There's more media. We haven't got time for any of these practices. I've got to get in my reps for 3 hours of scrolling.
Right. Your finger, the rep on your finger.
Recently
someone was telling me that the way they are avoiding scrolling on their phone is they have a rubber band. So they answer their phone, but they have to really move the rubber band to scroll.
Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting. They have a rubber band. Idea.
And then this person, right, about 10 years ago, they were using a flip phone. And I insisted and insisted that they get a smartphone. Like, come into the 21st century. What are you doing? Get a smartphone, right? They are like so mad at me now. Like, look what you did to me.
Why did you bully them into that? Have you got down?
Totally profusely apologized. Now I'm, you know, trying to get off this thing.
Yeah,
it's a big thing. It's really, I feel it is the reigning problem that we are not stating of our time. Is 100%, everything is happening or not happening because we are so distracted.
I find it's kind of validating, to be honest, because I was writing about this back in 2016, nearly 10 years ago. No, it is 10 years ago now. Wow, look at that. It's taken 10 years for people to agree with the fact that this is a problem. I mean, not that I'm not saying
you're a genius, brother Michael. We always knew that.
2016, I actually created a course about this, right? I'm like, this is so dangerous, these media things. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? This is not a problem. How is something wrong with it? Now everyone's like, oh my God, I can't do any work.
Now they have rubber bands around their phones.
Rubber bands around their
phones. I thought that was very, very cool, right? Have a rubber band.
It's a good idea.
So that you can just answer the phone in, but you can't scroll. It's a very good idea.
I should share that with people, actually. I never thought of it. Yeah. The only solution is a serious accountability, and I have a box that I put everything in, so I can't check it at all, because otherwise there's always another message to check, always something to get back to, always some stats to look at, always something to read or whatever.
You know, I've noticed is if you want to get you want to do anything with your life, these are the things that we have to pay attention to these days. right? We can just have a blasé life. Yeah, yeah, it's going along, doing whatever. Someone wants your attention, give them your attention. Someone wants this, give them this. But where is it going? You want a high-level life, right? These are the conversations we need to have.
This is mastery level. This is what it comes down to. We have to take ownership of our life. Otherwise, we're just drifting around, being swayed by the waves of everything happening. So are we in control of our life? Or are we just floating about, being affected by everything around us and reacting to it? So accountability is basically saying, this is what's important to me in my life. And I'm so serious about it that I'm designing everything around making sure, 100% certain, that those things actually happen every single day. And that's why it works. Rather than hoping it'll work out in between 10 hours of scrolling through nonsense. oh dear, what a state we've ended up in, good heavens.
Let's see, yay, for accountability, what our blessing will be. Lightness or kindness?
Whatever you feel, you go for it.
Okay, lightness. This is God's blessing for you, lightness. You've stilled your mind by cultivating the ability to receive God's guidance. As you've opened yourself to this divine communion, His love has lightened your burdens. This spiritual practice is your refuge, a beacon of lightness amidst the chaos.
So now you know how to be free, how to have the best life ever. Go and get help that you need from somebody who, there'll be lots of people who will be happy to help. And you'll actually create the life you want in real, practical terms. Every day will be a beautiful life that serves your highest good. Congratulations. Talk to you in the next episode.